I'm reminded of the scripture. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Would you stand with me? We have Melissa will be doing the Super Tots, or Zion's Lions, and I will have the Kingdom Kids tonight, so you can follow us to your classroom, all you kids. So no fellowship tonight. But I do invite you this Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve service. So make sure you come at 6 o'clock. We'll be here on Wednesday night just giving thanks for the holiday. So make sure you come. Come out. And anybody who wants to bring a pie, bring a pie. And we have some cookies. So see me after if you can bring a pie. Thank you. So, Father, we just come before you tonight, Lord God. We just bless your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we have the opportunity, Father God, to touch kids today and just give them a cookie and a smile, hallelujah, to bless the people out on in our community that are on the street, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you be in their homes, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you touch each and every person, Lord God, in our Newcastle community, Lord God. And we just ask, Lord God, tonight, Lord Jesus, that you just move in such a special way tonight, Lord God, that you will encourage our hearts, Lord God. That if we are down, Lord God, that you just lift us up, that only you can do that, Father God. We just give you all the glory tonight, Lord God, and we just thank you. This season is of Thanksgiving, so we just cry out to you, God. Our hearts are grateful, and we give thanks unto our Father. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Called out into darkness, you reach down to save us, you conquered the grave, you crossed it divide, lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? Can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Our turning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. We're never gonna stop singing. We're never gonna stop singing. Longer bound in chains, you rescued me and call me by name. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide, lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We went hold back. Gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. We're never gonna stop singing higher. Every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift Him up, lift Him up. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every heart will bow to the risen King. Lift Him up, lift Him up. Never gonna stop singing. Stop higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder.
Praise God. I thought about that song today, They're Never Going to Stop. I'm glad you guys stopped because I'm, you know, we're between songs, but it's not about that. It's about having the song of the Lord in you. You just, you know, you walk along and there's a lot of times, and if you ever see me in Walmart, sometimes I have an earpiece in and I'm listening to music and I'm singing sometimes. So, or I'm whistling. So it's the, how about having the song, you know, so we never stop having that song of the Lord in us. So I just encourage you. I want to welcome everyone today on Facebook and everyone else that's here. I just encourage you, even if you're at home, worship, go after God right now.
Jesus, Jesus, all that we love. Jesus, Jesus,
this world. But it couldn't fill me. A man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. And you came along and pulled me back together.
Thank you, Lord.
Every desire is now satisfied. Here in your love. Hell, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and flaws. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. But the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. There's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better. There's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn mourning to dancing.
Turn seas into highways.
better than you, Lord. There's nothing, nothing is better than you. Surrounding me, let it pray that your name still call the sea to still, rage in me to still, every way that your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus. Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Call these bones to live. Call these lungs to sing once again. All these lungs to live, once again, I will praise, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, Jesus, Jesus, design is fear, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble, shadows get denied. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive. You're ever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is alive. That the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Lifted high, your name will not be overcome. Jesus, 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 you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, your silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hey, come on.
we declare your name, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. That there's power in the name of Jesus. Come on, can you say it with me? Can you say Jesus? Come on, somebody shout the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's the name, hallelujah. It's the name that breaks chains. Hallelujah. Say Jesus. Come on. It's the name, hallelujah. By His stripes we're healed. Say Jesus. Hallelujah. His name, hallelujah, breaks the heavy chains, opens prison doors. Hallelujah. Raises you from the grave. Just say Jesus. Come on, just say Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. That is the name above all names, God. The name above all names, God. The name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for your might. We thank you for your power, God. We thank you for what you've done, God. We thank you for the victory at Calvary, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for salvation. We thank you for the blood, hallelujah. The blood, God. We thank you for your life that you've given to us, God. We thank you for the power, God. We thank you that we have resurrection life. The same life that raised you from the grave dwells within us, hallelujah. Somebody say amen, hallelujah. Come on, just say Jesus. The name above all names. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Children can go to the classes. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. God bless you. Hallelujah. 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 The children are going to classes. I just want to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to come here tonight to lift up your name. Thank you, Father God, that even in sometimes in situations we don't understand, we don't know why things happen. But God, Lord, you're the same. You're mighty, you're powerful, you're all-knowing, God. You're the Alpha and Omega. God, Lord, that our trust will be in you, God. Now, Lord, you declare that you will never leave us nor forsake us. God, Lord, by your Spirit, God, Lord, we have received strength from you, God. We have authority in your name, in the name of Jesus. Darkness has to flee. In the name of Jesus. Addictions are broken. In the name of Jesus. Right here tonight. Come on. Come on. You just need to hold on to the name of Jesus. Come on, just hold on to the name of Jesus. Stand upon the rock, Christ Jesus. God, we give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Are you guys warm enough? Good, I'm dying. I do that for you. Yes, I'm on the roaster right here. This is the roaster. I just thank everybody's help tonight. It was great today, during the day, that we were able to really just, it's just bless people, you know what I mean? Just give somebody something to think about. You know, somebody gave me a track. I grew up in church. I knew every Bible story there was. Frontwards, backwards. Inwards, outwards. But until I was ready, it didn't become real to me. Until I made that choice. See, God wants you to serve Him out of choice. God wants you to serve Him because you want to. That's a beautiful thing. That's so beautiful that it's your will that you choose God to walk with Him. That's a beautiful thing. But somebody gave me when I was young, they gave me a track, and it was at a time where that kind of was just questioning a lot of things. But what it said on me, the front of it, it says, "Harden not your hearts. Harden not your heart." Something about that, I knew about that. I knew what it meant. I knew that it meant that the more that I turned from God, the more I would become hardened to hear God. The farther I would get from God, the farther away from the light, from the truth I was. my heart became hardened, where that the things I would do would become easier for me to do that I knew wasn't right, but it would become easier because I was farther away from the embrace and the love of God that was expressed to me. So I held on to that because I didn't want that to happen, even though I was going the opposite direction. Come on, have you been there? Come on, have you been in that place where that you've turned your heart and you? But in that moment, I held on to that thing that somebody gave it to me. Somebody prayed. Somebody prayed about that and gave it to me. And it chased me down. The love of God will chase you down. Even when you're fighting it and you're pushing it away, it's the love of God that's desperately seeking you to embrace it. Every time you turn around, it's God. Sometimes we don't see it. The more that you embrace God, the more that you open your heart, the softer your heart becomes, the more that you see God. Real He becomes to you. Greater He is, that you could say with your heart, He's my God. Not just Kenny and Rosemary's God, but He's my God. Not just Randy's God, but He's my God. Not just Mimsy's or Pastor Chris's God, but He's my God. I want you to know Him in a deeper way. So tonight I pray that sometimes there's some things that we face, that we go through, that are hard. Help me tonight. Some things are hard. But as I was sharing about that, is when we pray that what we did today is just a card of telling people just Merry Christmas and an ornament that was in there. We prayed over every one of those. But just that little card in one moment might be on a shelf. Somebody told me one time that somebody took my card years ago and they had my card. It was in their drawer. And every time they pulled it out, he was praying. He was asking God for something. He pulled it out and he'd see that card. Every time he pulled out and see that card, it was like God was talking to him. Because I was a reminder of God to that man. Eventually, he came to God. Turned his heart towards God. And he goes to this church. He's not here tonight, but he comes to this church. So praise God. Amen. So it's those little things. Come on, it's not us trying to build a church. It's trying us to help people. I don't care about numbers. I care about one. That not one person would be lost. That would leave this earth not knowing God. Spending eternity without Him. But that's a heart that people can embrace God to know Him today. That's a beautiful thing. So I just want to share with you, how many of you, especially the last 2 years, have went through some tough things? How many of you, hey, you don't have to show your hands, but how many of you have lost some people in your life? Come on. And there's some people that in my life that I've lost some people. I'm sorry, but I'm taking my shoes off. Is that all right? Something's in that shoe and it's really irritating me. Amen. It's kind of like a thorn in my flesh. And so I'm going to solve it. I'm going to take my shoes off. So I'm a lot shorter now. But sometimes there's some... How many of you have ever had some questions you have asked why? That's real, man. That's okay. There's some questions that we ponder and we think about. And we wonder why would God let this? Come on, you with me tonight? How come this happened? Why would this happen? How many of you have had some prayers that you've prayed and you earnestly prayed those prayers and they didn't get answered? When there's some prayers that I prayed, there's some prayers that I honestly really thought they were going to get answered and they didn't. Sometimes those are some questions, those are some things that the church is afraid to answer. But I'm here to tell you that I'm being real because I know that there's some things. And all through the Bible, there's moments and experiences like that where people went through some things and they didn't get the answers they were expecting. Or sometimes not the answers on the time or in the time that they thought it would get answered. God doesn't always do things on my time. The Bible tells me right off the bat that God's ways are higher than mine. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. If I could figure God out, if I could understand that all the things that God does, He wouldn't be worth worshiping. If I could put Him in my box, But this is the thing that we call faith. Faith is trusting God, and sometimes that's hard to trust. Especially sometimes with it, it's in the dark, and the only thing that you feel is the hand and the embrace of God's hand. Maybe it's the prayer. What I mean by that is it's in the Word, that it's just one word that you're holding on to, that you're standing on. Or maybe it's that worship song that you keep hearing that stirs your heart. Walking through those moments. Those are sometimes moments of enduring faith. How many of you have had some enduring faith, that you've endured some things, went through some things, that you've decided you're not going to turn away, but you're going to endure and go through these things with God, that you might know Him? That becomes enduring faith. And what that does within you does more than anything money could buy. It builds within you character. It builds within you His image and likeness. It causes you to be stronger, powerful. I don't like to go through things. I don't like prayers not being answered. But sometimes that takes place. I'm going to give you an example of my life. Of a prayer. Some of you have heard this. Some of you haven't. But sometimes we celebrate victories. I love victories. Give me a shout. Come on, give me a shout. You love victories. Amen. You love victories. But also, we got to go through some valleys too. I love to be on the mountaintop. I love to be above it. Tell someone to be above it. But there is nothing that can replace what I learned in the valley. If I don't turn. If I don't walk away. But if I walk through it. The mountains will come. So will the valleys. That's truth. Sometimes we hear and sometimes it's presented the gospel. You come to Jesus and everything's perfect. I've been serving God for 35 years, and not everything's perfect. But I've learned to fall in love with the one who is. His name is Jesus. And the more that I embrace Him, the more that I love Him, the more I can walk through valleys. There was a moment in my life where that I just got saved. And I just got delivered from drug addiction and it was a powerful deliverance. And I had some guys that worked with me, and one of the guys that worked with me wasn't a Christian. His mom was a praying Christian that I didn't know this at the time, but his mom was praying for him and asking God to put somebody in his life. And one day, I kept every day, I would just sit down in the car with him and we'd talk about Jesus. I would. He would listen. I didn't force it on him, but I was just in love with God. And I was sharing him how I felt about God, about what God did for me. I want you to know that what God did for you is a powerful testimony. Come on. It's a powerful testimony. Being delivered from darkness to walking in the light. Each one of us has a powerful story to tell. So I began to tell him my story. My history. As I began to share with him every day, I share with him, I'd get in the car and he'd smoke his weed and I would just tell him about Jesus. But one day, at the end of that day, we departed. I told him goodbye. I said, I'll see you later. It was the weekend and he left, and I was at the job for a little while, and I ended up pulling out of that place, and I rode down the road. I got down the road, and all of a sudden, I seen, and he drove out on a motorcycle, and in the middle of the road was his motorcycle smashed. And I jumped out of my car, and I ran down the road, and he was getting in the ambulance, and I asked, I said, oh, what happened? He said, oh, he broke his leg. So I was like, oh. So I'm praying the whole time, and I go straight to the hospital. I get in there, and
like all his family's there. So I'm just acting like this is the guy that I don't know anybody and just pretending I'm in the corner. And I'm praying the whole time. And it was probably about an hour or so. And all of a sudden the doctor and the nurse came out. And I'm assuming that they just thought I was part of the family. And they went over and they said that we're sorry, but we lost Frank. He's gone. He's no longer with us. And I left that place, and I left it, and I was, I'll be honest with you, there were some emotions that I was feeling, and that emotion that I began to feel was anger. Because this is the first witness I've ever had. This is the first person I began to tell about Jesus. And he dies. I didn't lead him to the Lord. I never said a prayer with him. And he died. So I'm praying. I feel like either I messed up or God did. I was really upset with God at that time, and I was really frustrated with God because I thought, why? What? Come on, this is that prayer that I'm praying, that here's this guy gets saved and here this guy dies, and I was the one thinking God was going to use me, and he dies. Not knowing God. But I went to the funeral, and I hid in the back, and I left, and a few weeks later, his mother came into the church that I was going to and walked in the door, and when she did, I hid. Because I either thought that she was going to ask me, did Frank receive Christ into his life or something, or ask me something. And I said, no, I couldn't do it because I didn't lead him to the Lord. I didn't want to lie. But here one of the doorkeepers, like Austin, brought her to me. This lady wants to talk to you. And as she took me in the back, she began to tell me that how that he would come home every day and he desired to have what was in my heart. What God did for me. Because I want that so bad. But it's hard. Things in life that were taking place, a lot of things that had a hold of him. He said, I want what he has. Nothing special in me, but it's what God did in my life. The victory. Because I struggled with those same things for years. But yet God had a victory in my life. I surrendered. And here's what happened. As I was standing there, I was telling her, she goes, I want you to tell this. I want you to hear this. That when Frank came in there, that his leg went up inside and all of his organs were crushed. But when he was laying there, he was about ready to die. He reached and asked the nurse if the nurse knew Jesus. She said yes. And he led her to the Lord. That nurse found his mother and told her that. But I didn't know that. Now, I tell you this story for this reason. Because I thought he would have left this earth and was gone for eternity. For some reason, I thought my love for this man was greater than God's. For a little bit of time, I was at a place where that I was frustrated and I was angry with God because he didn't answer my prayers. But God, through his mercy, showed me what he did. And he didn't have to. And at that moment, I repented. I asked God, I'm sorry, forgive me for not having faith in you, in the things that I cannot see. That I entrust you, that I trust you to do things greater and bigger and higher that you're greater than. You're more powerful than I can ever imagine. What I can see is sometimes in my control, but what I can't see, I gotta give it to God. I gotta release it to God. But God, and his mercy showed me. And I said, God, I repent. Forgive me. There's moments sometimes in our lives where that we don't understand. And I want you to hear me. Sometimes there's moments of doubt. Doubts come in our lives. And sometimes those doubts aren't just about God, but it's about God doing it for me. Maybe he'll do it for Beth. Or maybe he'll do it for Karen. Or maybe he'll do it for Liza. But I don't know about me. Come on, do you ever feel that way? Don't show me your hands, but do you ever feel that way? That sometimes you maybe God will do it for them. Maybe they're walking closer to God, but God won't do that for me, maybe not. And It's okay, sometimes we have those moments of doubt in our lives. But don't let them become places of disbelief in God. The longer we let them be unintended, the more we begin to embrace that God loves me more than He does you, is a lie. So there's some things. Sometimes prayers, unanswered prayers, are not on our time. We need to trust God. There's two things that we need to know that will help you through these things. John 11. Some of you know these, and this is a powerful story that we all know. It's about Lazarus. You all know the story of Lazarus. The story of Lazarus was one of Jesus' friends. And he got sick, and he's about ready to die. And the two sisters were sent to him to tell him that Jesus was sick. This was their prayer. Come. Come. So, in verse 1 through 4, it says, "Now there was a certain man who was sick. His name was Lazarus in Bethany, in the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary which anointed Jesus." So there's a place, there's this relationship that he had with them. "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified." In verse 40, Jesus said this. He said, Said not I unto you that if you would believe," say believe, "thou shouldest see the glory of God." Say, "If I believe. If I believe and see this thing through." I want you to hear, listen, ultimately, Jesus answered their questions while they were there. But I'm here to tell you that God answers prayers. Hallelujah. He is the God of eternity. Sometimes we put God in a box in our time. But God won't fit into our time. God's the God of eternity. He's the God of eternity. He's bigger than that. And sometimes I want you to know there's some people that we know that have passed on. But I want you to know that they know Christ, and knowing Christ, that sickness might have overcome them here. But I'm here to tell you, for eternity, they're healed in God. That thing, that sickness, that thing that might have come against them in their life here on earth. But I'm here to tell you, He's God of eternity. That sickness will not chase them down no longer. That thing that they might have battled in earth for or prayed for answers, it might not have got them. I'm here to tell you, in that short space, they might have not got their answer the way that they did. But God's timing is perfect, because for eternity, there's no more sickness. There's no more pain. I can't answer sometimes why some people's prayers get answered, some don't. But I'm here to tell you the truth, that it's not because God doesn't love you. Can you tell somebody that? It's not because God doesn't love you. But that's the first thing. We got to continue to believe. We got to believe through some things. That even when we don't get that answer, that you got to continue to believe. Amen? To believe. Verse 5, it says, "And now Jesus loved Martha and his sister Lazarus." See, this is the thing that we have to understand, that maybe God won't do it in my timing, but He's God of eternity. He's got a lot of time. He's got a lot of time. There's things that honestly right now that I struggle with right now, but I'm here to tell you that it just might be for this moment. Say moment. I mean just a piece, but eternity. eternity. I can't even put it in words. But the next thing that we got to know with this was things that we don't understand is we cannot get to the place where that because our prayers aren't answered that we say that God doesn't love us. See, in verse 5, he says, and now, say now. See, that word's eternal. He could have said any other word. He could have said, Jesus loved Martha. But no, no, no. When you see the word now, it's something that's eternal. Eternal. 5 minutes from now, it'll be now. 10 years from now will be now. 20 years from now will be what? Now. So by saying this, it means that you, right here, 2,000 years ago, he said it to them, but you can take hold of it for your life now. Jesus says, now. Jesus loved her and him, his sister. Now. That's good news. John 16:33. It says, and these things have I spoken unto you, that in me, you might have peace. In the world, you have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want you to see this. In me, turn that back here off. That's right. In me is peace. In the world, there's tribulation. Amen? In the world, there's tribulation. But Jesus says, I have overcome the world. So in him is peace. I got to find that, please. I was just talking, yeah. Philippians 4:17. I just want you to hear these couple scriptures. You guys warm? It says, in the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ. He said, I've given you peace. That in this world you'll have tribulation. But I've given you peace. There's tribulation we go through, but in Christ, there's peace. And it's a peace that Philippians 4:7 says, a peace that passes understanding. See, here's the problem. What we do is we begin to try to understand why this happened to me. We try to figure these things out. We try to navigate through that thing. And our first starting point is to have understanding upon it. We all do. We want to have an understanding why it happened. But Jesus said this, sometimes you're going to go through tribulation, but I give you peace through the tribulation. That's more than anything else you can have. It's my peace. Because the peace I give you goes beyond understanding. It's greater. For you just to understand why doesn't solve the problem. But it's the peace that you get in Him that passes my understanding. It begins to ease the pain. Amen? Now Jesus loved. We got to know that God loves us. We cannot let go of that. We need to know that's our greatest defense is that God loves me. Come on, say it. God loves me. That is your greatest defense. No matter what anybody says, I'm here to tell you that God tells us, He shows us in 1 John 4:9. And it says, in this is love. The love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into this world that we might live through Him. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwells in God. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. That we know that God's love was sent for me, that I could take hold of it. Amen. We cannot let our starting point be understanding of a situation. We got to know this most than anything else. We know that sin is in this world. God did not create it. God did not desire you to suffer. We have to know the truth. He does not desire us to suffer. He did not create us to suffer. He didn't create us to die. He didn't create us to experience sin. But we did. We fell short of the character and the image of God. And because of that, sin came in. Those hurts, those pains, sickness and disease entered into this world. But God, who loved us, sent his Son. That we do not have to die in sin. But we can overcome sin in Christ. Say that's good news. Ephesians 1:18. Says the eyes of my understanding might be enlightened, that I might know the knowledge that I come under the understanding of who God is, that I might be enlightened, that I come into the knowledge and the understanding of him. That peace that's in me, knowing that what he did for me is the answer to my problem. Psalms 37. I just want to give you this couple of scriptures. That we trust, that we have faith in God. That in Psalms 37:3 it says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. If you dwell in the land. That we stay in a place of faith with God and trust with God. And in that we'll be fed. See, that I want you to see that in the world there's tribulation, but in Christ there's peace. So no matter what is going on out there, if I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, I have peace. So God's saying, I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me. And if you trust me, this is what takes place. He says, and you dwell there. Say, dwell there. See, sometimes things go wrong. Sometimes we get misunderstanding. But God wants us to trust him, to have faith in him, to dwell there. And trust. Because things come our way. Tribulations come our way. But we got to remind ourselves, in him is peace. I don't want to get outside of that. God never leaves me nor forsakes me. But I consciously separate myself sometimes because I doubt. Because I don't understand. Because I'm angry about a situation. But if I dwell there, say dwell. If I dwell there and trust, I'll be fed. That's a place of faith. And in that place, I cultivate a place of faith. Trusting in God. And I build up, I get fed in that place with him. So when things come my way, they don't sideswipe me. But I have something the world doesn't have. Peace. That passes understanding. I can't make sense of this. But what's in me is greater than that which is in the world. That if delight thyself also in the Lord, he shall give you the desires of thy heart. Commit your ways unto the Lord. Trust always in him, and he shall bring it to pass. whenever, however, it's not up to me, it's up to Him. But I got to stay in that place. I'll finish with these last two scriptures. Psalms 40, verse 1. It says, I waited patiently. This is what we do. When those things come your way, listen, the enemy wants to use moments in our lives sometimes to derail us, to separate us from God. But the Bible says that David said, I waited patiently upon the Lord. That word patiently means bind together. When it gets tough, when I get to a place where I don't understand what's going on, it's that moment that I need to bind myself with God. I need to patiently wait upon God. Not run from God, but get closer to God. That word wait patiently means to expect. I need to expect and know that God's faithful. You believe that? He says, for the Lord, He inclined unto me and He heard my cry. Sometimes there's prayers that even Paul said this. Paul prayed, I have a thorn in my flesh. And he asked God 3 times, can it please be removed? Whatever that might be, I don't know. But he says that God spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient for you in weakness. I'm enough for you. My peace, let it pass your understanding for this situation. Elijah was praying for rain. And he kept telling his servant, go look and see if it's raining. Say, go look again. There might be some times in your life, go look again. You got to get back up. Sometimes things don't happen the first time. Sometimes things don't always happen right away. Go look again. How determined are you? And after the 7th time, so many times we've given up on the 5th time. But God says, are you willing to wait patiently for me? Because maybe God is doing something supernatural, bringing things together for me that I don't understand. God was doing something greater than I could ever understand for that man's life. And I didn't trust Him. But God says, He said, He brought me up out of a horrible pit and out of a miry clay. And He set my feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus, in my goings. Sometimes when we come out of moments that we don't understand, we need to wait upon God. Because at that moment, you come up out of that pit, the first thing you say is, which way do I go now? How many of you ever hit by something that hit you so hard that you were just didn't know which way you were going? Left, right, up, down? Come on, help me tonight. I didn't know which way to go. I didn't know which way to turn. But God says, they that wait upon the Lord, He says, He'll put you upon the rock, Christ Jesus. Jesus is that rock. He will establish your goings. You might not know which way to go, but waiting upon God, He'll put you in the right direction you need to go. The enemy wants you to be confused. But wait upon God. Trust in Him. Don't trust your understanding because it'll fail you. But dwell there. And He says, and He hath put a new song in my mouth, praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Would you stand with me? Let me say this. God's love for you isn't measured by the money in your bank account. I want you to hear this. It's not even measured about answered prayers. God's love for you is not measured that way. It's not measured about bad things never happening to you. The Bible tells me how it's measured. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. God's love is shown to you and to me by giving His Son. That you will face tribulation, but in His Son, you will find peace. In His Son, you find hope. In His Son, you embrace the love that the Father desires you to walk in. In the Son, you know the way. In the Son, hallelujah, is life. In the Son is truth. His love for you is shown to you through His Son. It's as simple as that. And as I embrace Him, it's a peace that passes my understanding. That understanding begins to fade away. What I try to figure out on my own, it fades away. He becomes the most important thing to me. More than answers. It's Jesus. God's love for you was sent in His Son. Our prayer tonight, that I pray that the things that you go through, press through. Keep your eyes upon Him. Wait patiently upon the Lord. He knows your hurts. He knows your pains. He knows your tears. He knows your burdens. He knows the weight in your life. He knows you better than the person that's beside you right here tonight. Nobody knows you like He knows you. He's the answer to every one of your problems. He's the solution to your hurts, to your pains. He's the answer. He's the truth to what you're longing for. He's the way out of darkness. He's the way into life. It's Jesus. So tonight I ask that you don't leave this place without receiving and knowing Christ. If you do know Him, I pray that you embrace Him like never before. Seek Him. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that each person here, Lord, if those that don't know you, I pray right now, God, Lord, that they just pray unto you. That with their mouth they'll confess. The Bible says if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that you're Lord, that you're the Savior, you shall be saved. If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, I shall be saved. It's that confession of who you are, that you're Lord, that you're Savior, that you're the answer to all creation. So Father God, Lord, I pray for strength for each one here that might be going through something. God, I pray to God, Lord, that they embrace you. They embrace you in this moment right now. And as they walk out of this place to God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, just like you, to God, Lord, revealed yourself as I seek your face, if I sought your face. God, Lord, you revealed yourself by greater dimensions the more that we seek you. So, Father, in this moment of thanksgiving, we give thanks to you for the hearts that are touched, for those that will be saved. We give you glory. And we would declare that we are, no matter what's going on around me, I'm blessed and highly favored. God's knocking. Open up and let Him in. Amen? Hallelujah. Bless somebody. Encourage somebody.